Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Irvin Daf, Samach Vav. We are on the second line, on the top line, says the Gemara, Tobo Nardoi. This is referring back to the story where there were some Yisraelim who came to a punduk, this hotel, and before Shabbos, there were no nachrim, no goyim present. So they established an erev amongst themselves to allow carrying. Why not? And then what happened was on Shabbos, the goy, the owner, surfaced. So now we have a nachri with Yisraelim, and this invalidates their erev. They can no longer carry here. The erev becomes pasul. They need to do schiras from the goy, and that's what they did. They did schiras. And actually, Rabbi Yochanan sanctioned what they did. They came to ask him afterwards, and he said, Yafa asisem, you act correctly. And after the schirus, how can they carry? So Rashi and Tosfos explained that they do bittel, because they can't make another Erev on Shabbos. An Erev can only be done before Shabbos and activated during Menach Moshes. Once that Erev that they had already established before Shabbos became bittel due to the Goy's arrival, now after they do schirus from the Goy, the only way they can carry is if they do bittel. So all the Yisraelim will mevatel their usage rights to one Yisrael. He becomes the sole property owner, and this allows carrying. That's what happened in the story. Says the Gemara on the top line, Tohu Banardoi. So the people from Nardoi were Tohu. Tohu means they examined, they challenged it. The literal translation Rashi says means Meiriach, smelled. They smelled, they examined, they challenged it. Umi Yom Rabbi Yochanan Hachi? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that schiras from a guy can take place even on Shabbos? Did Rabbi Yochanan say that schiras is like making an erev? My love, shall we now assume that the equation goes as follows? Just as an erev needs to be established when? Before Shabbos, because it's activated ben hashmashos. Likewise, if one wishes to be seicher from a guy, when does he need to do it? Before Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos, it's too late. Because all these halachas become determined during Bein HaShemashes. Once Shabbos comes, you can't change the equation, you can't be Seicher. So how did Rabbi Yochanan allow them to do Schiras on Shabbos? Says Marloi, that wasn't the point of the equation. When Rabbi Yochanan said, Seicher is like Ma'arif, he didn't mean Lechumra, he meant only Lekula. As Rashi says, Kol Beiruvin Lehakl. He meant to apply that equation Lekula, for leniencies. How many? Three of them. Says the Marloi, we didn't mean to equate it lechumra, rather lekul. Number one, ma ma'arev afilu m'pachas m'shavar pruta. We compare schirus to erev. Just as erev can be done with less than a shavar pruta's worth of bread, as long as it's food, doesn't matter. The value doesn't really matter. Therefore, even if it's less than a shavar pruta, it's okay. Af soicher m'pachas m'shavar pruta. Likewise, the schirus of a goy can take place with less than a pruta. Actually, Rabbi Yochanan himself stated this halacha on the Afsamach Beis Amar Alf, that you can make these chirus on Shabbos from a goy with less than a pruta. Umam arev afilu schir lekitoy. The second connection between schirus and erev is, just as erev can be done through the sachir belokit, sachir is the laborer, the worker, belokit is a seasonal worker, who have usage rights to the goy's property, they live there, whatever, they have a foothold there. And just as if the sacher belonged of a goy, a Yisraelim, so you have a Yisrael worker living by a goy, usage rights by the goy, he is considered like the property owner. It's a kula. We consider him to be a representative of the property of the goy, and he can go ahead and contribute to the erev of the chatzar or the other Yisraelim, as though the property owner is a Yisrael. So just as that halacha applies to erev, umam arev, afilu schir lekita, af soicher, afilu schir lekita. Likewise, when it comes to schiris, you want to rent the goy's property. He happens to have a socher or a lokit, a goy. That fellow, that socher or lokit, can go ahead and rent out his boss's property as though he's the owner. So this is the second connection between socher and soicher and ma'arev. Number three, umam arev, chamisha shishruin mechatzer achas. Just as when it comes to Erev, you have five people residing in a chatzar. and they go ahead and they make an Erev amongst themselves. Then they'd like to connect, to make a joint Erev with the Chatzar next door, across the wall. There's a Pesach in between which allows them to join together. So just as over there, the halacha is, they don't all need to go ahead and bring their bread over to the next Chatzar. Echod ma'arav al-yedei kulam. One of them could represent them. He could take his own bread, bring it over the fence to the next Chatzar, and that will accomplish a connection on behalf of all the members of his Chatzar. He represents them. Soicher nami, likewise, when it comes to Soicher, they need to rent from a goy. Do they all need to trouble themselves to approach the goy personally? No. Chamisha sheshruin mechatzar achas. You have five people living in a Chatzar, five Israel. And they're going to make an Erev amongst themselves. The problem is there's a goy living there. They need to make schirus. Echad soicher dei kulan. One fellow could approach the goy, rent his property, and that's going to accomplish schirus on behalf of all the other members of the Chatzar. So the Gemara's response is, the response to Nahadoi, is that when Rabbi Yechon said, soicher is like Erev, he didn't mean l'chumra. He didn't mean that just as Erev can be done on Shabbos, schirus as well can be done on Shabbos. He meant lakula, pertaining to these three halachis. Number one, you can do schiris with less than a pruta. Number two, you can even rent from the worker of the guy, the sacher, the locket. And number three, one Yisrael can approach the guy independently, rent his property, and it'll be considered as though all the other members rented it from him, because he's considered to be a representative of his fellow chatzar members. Continues the Gemara. Getting back to that story where the Yisraelim came to this punduk, they did Erev, then the guy showed up, the Erev became batal. So there was Seicher from him on Shabbos, and then they were batal to each other. Tohi bar Bilazar. So the similar term here, Tohi, meaning he examined, he challenged it. How can we allow this? How can they go ahead and do Schiris and then Bittel and allow carrying? So that was his challenge. He didn't express himself. He didn't explain what the problem is. Amar Rab Zera. So Rab Zera said, Maiti hiya de Rab Lezer. Well, what was his problem here? What's the concern? Why did Rab Lezer question what they did? Amar Rab Sheshet. So Rab Sheshet responded to Rab Zera, Gavar Rab. Rab Zera lo yoda. Maiti hiya de Rab Lezer. Such a great man like Rab Zera can't figure out what Rab Lezer's challenge, Rab Lezer's problem was. I'll tell you what his problem was. Kokashi lay the Shmuel Rabbi. He had a kasha based on the statement that his Rebbe Shmuel said. What was that statement? Shmuel gave us a framework. He established the guidelines of when bittel can be applied and when cannot be applied, as follows. Domar Shmuel, kol makom she'oisrin u'ma'arvin mevatlin. If we have a situation where, let's say, take a classic situation of Bittel, which is 10 people living in a Chatzar. They made an Erev, and one of them forgot. He neglected to take part in the Erev. So now we do Bittel. He's Mavatel, his Rishus, relinquishes his rights, gives it over to them. It's as though he doesn't exist, as though he's just a guest here. That's your typical case. Now, in this case, you actually have two elements present. Number one, it's Oisrin. They need to make an Erev. This Erev is a required Erev. Otherwise, they can't carry. They're living together in one chatz. They need to make an Erev. Uma Arvin. They have the ability to make an Erev because they're in one enclosed area. Says Shmuel, only in such a case, we are called Makam Shah Oisrin. When they are Oisir each other, if there's no Erev. Uma Arvin. And they indeed have the ability to make an Erev. And for some reason, they didn't make an Erev. Mavaklan. Then they can apply Bittel. The point of Bittel is to provide an alternative in a case of necessity, a case where there's Isser without an Erev. They need to make an Erev, and for some reason they don't work out. Chacham allow, it's an allowance to make Bittel. It's not a l'chatchila. It's not meant to proceed l'chatchila and do Bittel. Ideally, Erev is in place, but the Bittel is an alternative. It's option B in a situation, a case of necessity. So it's a flip side of Erev. Where you need to make an Erev, where you can make an Erev, and for some reason the Erev didn't work out, Bittel is an alternative. However, if, let's say, both these elements that we just mentioned, Isra and Ma'arav, are not present, then the bittul won't work. Ma'arvin vein Isra. If you have a case where you have the ability to make an Erev, but it's not required, such as where you have a chatzar on either side of a wall, with a door in between, the two separate areas, they don't need to make an Erev, they can choose to join together. So that's the Ma'arvin vein Isra. In this case, only one element is present. They have the ability to make Erev, but they're not Oyser. Or Oyser and Veim Arvin. Let's say you have the other element present. They're Oyser each other, but they don't have the ability to make an Erev. The Gemara will get to that soon. It's going to be the case of the Goy. So there's an Isser taking place, but they don't really have the ability to make an Erev. In this case, in both these cases, where only one element is present, Ein Mevat. Bittul won't work, because Bittul is only in a case where an Erev can be made and needs to be made. That's the flip side of Erev. But if both these elements are not present, Chacham will not Mesakim Bittul. And then we'll explain. So this was a statement of Shmuel. And we'll now explain in detail what he meant, what each part of the statement is referring to. Kol Makom She'Oisrin U'Ma'arvim Mimbatlin. What's the case where they are Oyser each other, and they are Ma'arvin, meaning they have the ability to make Erev, and in the absence of Erev, there's Iser. So it's required. In this case, Bittul works. What is that example? Kegoin. Beis Chatzeres Zu Lifnei Mizu. You have one Chatzer within the other. So you have, let's say, Rosh Hashanah on one side. Next to it, you have one Chatzer. And behind that, you have another Chatzer, who can only access the Shesuram by walking through the exterior chatzar. So you have a chitzin, an exterior chatzar, and you have a pnimi, hiding behind, an interior chatzar. So shtei chatzeres zu lifnei mizu. This is a case where they are ma'arvin, also oisrin. So let's say the interior chatzar never made an erev amongst themselves. Now when they walk out through the chatzar chitzin, the drisas haregel is oisr. They're pedestrian rights. In fact, they have walk-through rights. Who will make even the chatzar chitzayna asa to carry. So unless they go ahead and they make an erev, one with the other, they join together two chatzeres with an erev, it's going to be asr. So that's the case of oisrin u'ma'arvin. They can make an erev, and they need to make an erev with each other. In this case, ma'arvin. In this case, mevatlin. They can go ahead and be mevatel to each other in a case where they neglected to make a proper Erev. So that's the first aspect of Shmuel's statement. We have Oyser and we have Ma'ar, then Bittul works. However, in the other cases where you don't have both of these elements present, Ma'ar ven ein Oyser, a mevatel, where Erev is possible, it's an option, but there's no Iser, it's not required. In this case, they cannot do Bittul. Because the point of Bittul, Rashi explains, is it's a takana. If not Bittul, they won't be able to carry. It's going to be Isser, and Chacham said, okay, we'll allow Bittul. It's a special allowance. But in a case where there's no Isser, if there's no error, then Bittul was not given as an option. What is an example of such a situation? Kigoyin Beis Chatzeres, or Pesach Echad B'neim. You have a chatzar on either side of a wall. You have a Pesach running from one chatzar to the other. So now they can choose to make separate Erevs. They can choose to join together. So this is your case of Ma'arvin. They have the option to make Erev, but ain't Oisrin. Let's say they don't join together in Erev. Are they Oisir each other? No. They're two separate entities. They're not walking through each other like the previous case. So in this case, Bittul is not applicable. Finally, Oisrin vein ma'arvin, ein mevatlin. The case where they are oisir each other, but they don't have an erev option. Likewise, in this case, Bittul will not work, because Bittul is a flip side of erev. When erev is applicable and required, then Bittul is another option. However, if it's only oisir, but there's no erev option there, then Bittul won't work. What's the case that we're referring to? La'asuyi mai. What does it come into include? La'asuyi nachri. Apparently, it's come to include the case of a goy. a guy living with two Israelim, he's Eiser on them, they don't have an option of Erev, and therefore they can't do Bittel. The Gemara will analyze. What do you mean? When did the guy come? Vid Asama Esma. Now, if the guy came yesterday, meaning he was here before Shabbos, Loigar Ma Esma. Let them rent it from him, and then make an Erev. So, Erev here is an option. This is not called Eisrin Ve'im Arvin. If a guy was here before Shabbos, true, you have to undergo, there's a process here that has to be developed. A two-stage process. First, you have to do Schirus. After you do Schirus, now you can establish the Erev. So it's a two-step process, but nevertheless, Erev is applicable. At the end of the day, you can make an Erev. So since you have that ability, since you can make the Erev before Shabbos, then this Makam here is a place that has Erev option, and it's also Eiser. So both elements are present. Now, even if they didn't actually do the Erev before Shabbos, but this Makam has the option to make Erev in it. Because since the guy was here before Shabbos, they could have been Seicher, and they could have made an Erev. So this type of Makam allows for Bittel as well. So can't be speaking about that case. Shmuel cannot be coming to exclude this case. This case fits the criterion perfectly. It has Eisen, it has Mar. Apparently, says Rav Sheshes, this is all Rav Sheshes speaking. He's coming to explain what Rav Leza's kasha was. Rav Leza challenged the whole story. He says, how can they do Bittel? Rav Sheshes was explaining. He says, such a great man like Rav Zeder wouldn't understand what the problem is. And he quoted Shmuel, and he went and explained and elaborated to the point that he's going to prove that this scenario here, this story where the guy came on Shabbos, poses problems, poses concerns. El alav da'aseh b'Shabbat, apparently was speaking, when Shmuel says that Bittel won't work, is speaking a case where the guy came on Shabbos. Uktani oisrin. Uktani oisrin ve'im ma'arvin. Eim avatlan. Shmamina. What it means is like this. Apparently, when Shmuel says that you have a case where there's Isser but there's no Erev, then Bittel won't work. He's apparently speaking about a case where the guy came on Shabbos itself. Such as our story, where they made an Erev before Shabbos, not knowing the guy was going to be here. On Shabbos, suddenly the guy surfaces. Now the Erev becomes Bittel. That's halacha. When a guy is here, the Erev is Bittel. Now they go and they rent it from him, as they did. And now, they would like to make Bittel? They can't do Bittel. Why? Because at this point in time right now, can they make Erev? No, you can't make Erev on Shabbos. All agree that Erev needs to be activated before Shabbos, during Ben Shmoshes. Now the Erev that they already made was Bittel Mevutel, totally nullified. So after they do the Schirus, they can't go ahead and make a new Erev. Can't do it on Shabbos. So we have a situation where we have Eiser. The guy is Eiser, but Eim Arvin, they can no longer make an Erev on Shabbos. Certainly not this Shabbos. So this is what Shmuel meant. That Eiserin, Ve'im Arvin, Eim Avatlan. This is not a place which allows for Erev, therefore it doesn't allow for Bittel, because Bittel is a flip side of Erev. It's option B of Erev. It's Mihilchas Erev. It's another aspect of Erev. If you can't do Erev, you can't do Bittel. Shmamino, indeed we have a riot from here. That situation where the Nachri shows up on Shabbos would not allow for Bittel. And this was Rabbi Leza's kasha on the story. That apparently, according to Shmuel, they would not have been able to do Bittel in this situation. Okay, so to summarize things, we have Shmuel's guidelines for Bittel. Very simply put, you need to have two elements to allow Bittel. Oyser and Ma'arav. The Erev needs to be an option and a required option. Only when both those elements are present is Bittel to be applied, which is an allowance. So as to make it easier, it shouldn't be an Isser to carry in a place where they're meant to carry. And therefore, when both elements are present, the Chacham allowed Bittel. But if only one of those two elements are present, that's not sufficient to allow Bittel. But apparently Rabbi Yochanan, by the way, who supported what they did. He allowed them to make the Schirus, and apparently the Bittel as well. He disagrees with Shmuel. He holds that we don't have to follow these guidelines, as we're soon going to see in the Gemara. Very clearly, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Shmuel. Let's continue. Om Rav Yosef, Lishmi li hashmata. I never heard this halacha. Which halacha is referring to? That Shmuel says that a case where there's Isser and Erev, you could do Bittel, such as the case where you have one chatzer within the other, shtei chatzeres zu lifnei mezu, you have an exterior and an interior. So the fact that they walk through makes it Usser. They're Isser on each other and they need to make an Erev. In this case, if they, for some reason, did not make the Erev, Bittel will work. So Rav Yosef said, I never heard this halacha. Lo yishmi lo shmait. That the bnei ha-pnimis, the fellows coming out of the interior chatzar, can be mavatal their walk-through rights, the pedestrian rights to the outer chatzar, can relinquish it, give it up, which will now allow the members of the outer chatzar to carry within the chatzar and not reckon with the fellows walking through. I never heard this halacha. Only Abaye. Abaye told him, At Amris Nielan, you yourself taught us this halacha. Rashi points out, Rav Yosef fell ill, and he shachach tamudai, he forgot his learning. Many times in the morning we see that Abaye reminds him very gently about the halacha that he himself taught it. So you himself taught us this halacha, v'aha amris neilon, and it was actually on the following statement of Shmuel that you mentioned this halacha. The Omar Shmuel, ein bittul reshus mechatz lechatz. That you cannot do bittul from one chatzah to the other. So if you're living in this chatzah, you can't go relinquish your rights to the other chatzah to allow carrying, as we're soon going to see exactly which case he's speaking about. That's the blanket statement that he made. You can't do bittul from one chatzah to the other. The only time you can do bittul is within your own chatzah, but not to the other chatzah. So that's the first part of Shmuel's halacha. Number two, he said, ve'ein bittul reshus b'churva. You cannot do bittul in a churva. Rashi describes this as a ruins, some collapsed home, dilapidated home, between, that's situated between two inhabited homes. Now, in order for them to carry in this churva, they need to make an erev with each other, because it's a place which is equally accessed by two homes. It's a shared usage area. They need to make an erev. If they don't make an erev, then bittel is required. And Shmuel says bittel in this case won't work. Farshim explained, because bittel is only to allow in a situation of necessity, in a chatzer, which is a typical place of carrying, typical usage area, and that's required. You need to carry that. Chacham allowed it through bittul as well. But a churva, which is just a ruin, that's not your high usage area, according to Shmuel, bittul will not apply by churva. Va'amris lanalo. Now this is Abaye speaking to Rav Yosef. You explain to us on this halacha of Shmuel. When did Shmuel say that bittul won't work from one chatzah to the other? Lo yamaran. That's only said el shtei chatzeris. Pesach echad b'neim. Let's say you have a chatzah on either side of a wall with a pesach in that wall, leading from one chatzah to the other. In which case, they have a double option. They can make their own independent erevs because it's separated by a wall. If they so choose, they could join together. So here we have Ma'arvin. They have an Erev option, but it's not Oyser. It's not required. So that's why they can't make it, they can't do Bittel to allow transferring from one Chatzah to the other. That's why Shmuel says he can't do Bittel Mechatzah L'Chatzah, because we have a situation where, although Erev is an option, but there's no requirement to make Erev. Avo Zulifni Mezu, but in a situation where they are required to make an Erev. You have one chatzer inside the other, behind the other chatzer. In which case, they are oyser, because the members of the interior chatzer, the chatzer apnimis, are going to walk through the chitzoina on the way to Rosh Hashanah. In this case, they are going to make iser for the bnei chitzoina. Metoich she'oysen ze'al zeh. Since they are oyser on each other, me'vatlin. In this case, they can do bittel if for some reason they didn't do an Erev. So this is all Abaye speaking to Rav Yosef. You yourself told us. When Shmuel tells us that you can't do bittul from one chatzah to the other, yeah, it's only when you have two separate chatzeris on either side of a wall, in which case there's no iser taking place. They don't infringe on each other, they don't interfere with each other. Therefore, Bittul was not given as an option. But in a case where they infringe on each other, when it's one chatzar walking through the other, it's exterior chatzar behind it an interior chatzar, which is using the chatzar ratzon as a walkthrough to pass through to get to just the rav. In this case, they are oiser on each other, and therefore they could do Bittul. So this is Abaye's shita in Shmuel, and he's quoting Rabbi Yosef to this extent. Oh, Malay. So Rabbi Yosef responded, "Ano amina mishmei de Shmuel achi? Really? I said this halacha in the name of Shmuel that in some situations you could do Bittul from one chatzah to the other." V'amar Shmuel, didn't Shmuel say, "Ein lunu be'eruvin ela kolosha mishnasenu"? When it comes to applying halachas and heter, we can't add more heter than the actual wording of the Mishnah. That was what Shmuel said. Now, which Mishnah is Shmuel referring to? Which halacha? So Rav Yosef continues speaking. He says, apparently, what Shmuel was referring to was Bittul. Referring to the Mishnah that says, Anshei Chatzar, people living in a Chatzar, well, one of them forgot to make it, Neiruv. It can do Bittul. The fact is, the Mishnah says, Anshei Chatzar, singular. Apparently, only Bittul can only work within the same Chatzar, to your fellow Chatzar members. Fully Anshei Chatzeris, but you cannot be Mavatal to the other Chatzar. If people in the Chatzeris forgot to make an Erev, they can do Bittul to each other. So this is Rabbi Yosef challenging Abaye. It seems that Shmuel holds you meant to be very meticulous in interpreting the Lashon of the Mishnah. Which Mishnah was he referring to? Anshei Chatzar, which indicates that Bittul only works within the Chatzar. You can't be Mabatal to the other Chatzar, even if it's a walkthrough. Even if it's one Chatzar within the other. Amar Leis Abaye told him, no. Ki Amrislan, Ein Lanu Beiruvin, El Kolosha Mishnah Seinu. When you told us in the name of Shmuel that when it comes to halachas of Erevin, you must follow the exact wording of the Mishnah, was unrelated to halacha of Bittul. Aha Amrislan. It was actually in reference to a different concept altogether. The Mishnah which said, Shamoved Chatzeris, that the Moved, the alleyway, which is servicing the courtyards, serves in a similar function, Kechatzel Abatam, as the Chatzer surrounding and servicing the homes. This is a Mishnah later on, Dafayin Gimel. And we learn from there some unrelated halacha, that a proper mavi is meant to have two chatzers and two houses, unrelated to halacha of Bittul. And that's what you're referring to. They were meant to be medayik in the lashon of that Mishnah, pertaining to halacha of a mavi. When it comes to Bittul, certainly you can go ahead and be mevat of one chatzah to the other, such as in the situation we just described, where the members of one chatzer are going to be oisa the other chatzer, as in the case where we have Shtei Chatzeres Zu Lefnei Mizu. Okay, so in summary, we have Shmuel telling us Bittul doesn't work from one chatzah to the other, doesn't work in a churva, which is not a prime usage area. Abaye interprets Shmuel's restriction, Shmuel not allowing Bittul from one chatzah to the other, to be pertaining only to a case where you have a chatzah on either side of Mechitza, in which case Erev is not really required. So in that case, Chacham did not provide the allowance of Bittul. But in a case where Erev is required, when you have one chatzah within the other, and there's a walkthrough there, there's Isser taking place. In this case, certainly even Shmuel would agree that Bittul will work. And this is consistent with the way the Gemara interpreted Shmuel earlier as well. That in the case of two chatzers, one inside the other, where there's Isser taking place, Bittul will work. However, in the case of Chatzeris, on either side of Mechitza, in which case, Erev is not crucial at all, because they can carry independently, in this case, Bittul won't work. Later on, actually, is going to be a Machlekes. Rav is going to maintain that, even in the case where Chatzeris are within each other, Bittul will not work according to Shmuel. He has one case, just one exception, which we're going to see, where Rav maintains that even Shmuel would agree it works. But at this point, we're following Abaye's Shita, who holds that whenever there is an Oyser and a Ma'arev, then you could do Bittul. Gufa, we just learned on Mashmuel, Ein Bittul Shus Mechatzel Chatzel. You can't do Bittul from one Chatzel to the other. Vein Bittul Shus Mechurva. Nor can Bittul work when it comes to Churva, which is not a prime usage area. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he is very mekel. Rabbi Yochanan holds, you don't need to conform to those guidelines we mentioned earlier. You don't need to be oiser, etc. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, yeish bittul reshus mechatzah lechatzah. You can make a bittul from one chatzah to the other, even if they're on both sides of mechitza, where they don't really interfere with each other at all. But bittul is allowed in order to allow transferring from one chatzah to the other, yeish bittul reshus bechurva. And you can do bittul when it comes to a churva, which is situated between two homes, even though it's not an area of prime use. Rabbi Yochanan holds, we don't limit bittul. It doesn't have to conform to certain criteria. Anytime you need bittul, you can apply bittul. Utsricha. Now, we have two separate machlekes here, but they're really, they have one underlying principle here. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you can do bittul wherever you need it. You can do it from one chatzah to the other. You can do it in a churva. Whereas Shmuel holds, bittul was only allowed out of necessity in the area of primary use, in a chatzah but not in a churva. Only where, in the absence of bittul, it would be asa to carry. But Shmuel, why do we need both separate machlekes here between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, since they're really based on the same concept? Says the Gemara, Shmuel, indeed both are needed. Yashmin mechatzah lechatzah, because had we only learnt the machlek is pertaining to bittul from one chatzah to the other, where Shmuel says no, Rabbi Yochanan says yes. I would say, b'hokama Shmuel, it's only over there which Shmuel says that bittul won't work, because it's an easy way out. Mishum dehatashmish telechud, b'hatashmish telechud. Each chatzah has its own usage right, its own usage area. Each tashmish is lechud. And since there's no real necessity for bittul, we don't allow it. Aval churva detashmish techadat havayu, as opposed to the churva, which is situated smack in between two homes. It's a joint usage area. Erev is required there, otherwise they can't carry it. Perhaps he would agree to Rabbi Yochanan, a bittul can be applied. Therefore, we learn the machlekes by churva as well, which Shmuel tells us. And since it's not a chatzar, it's not an area of typical usage area, therefore bittul doesn't apply. V'yitzman b'ha, had we only learned the machlekes pertaining to churva, perhaps I would say, b'ha kam Rabbi Yochanan. It's only over there Rabbi Yochanan allows bittul, because ultimately it's one usage area. And without bittul they can't carry. Aval b'hach, but in the case where you have two chatzeres, meaning one on either side of a mechitza, in which case bittul is not a necessity, they can perfectly well carry in their own chatzer. That bittul cannot be applied here. Tzricha, therefore, both cases are necessary to teach us a chiddush on both accounts. So, in conclusion, Rabbi Yochanan is very mekel. He says you can apply bittul in any situation where you need it. So, whether they're oiser, even if there's no erev option, such as in the case of the goy, which arrived on Shabbos, bittul could work. If they are ma'arev, but they're not oiser, such as in the case of the two chatzeres on either side of mechitza, they can make an error, but there's no iser there. Bichon said it's okay. And likewise in the churva, which is situated between two homes, although it's just a ruins, it's not an area of primary use, so Bichon said it's okay. Where Shmuel sets forth very strict guidelines. You need to have two elements present to allow for bittul. Number one is oiser, number two is ma'arif. There needs to be an air of option and a necessity. Has to be a need to make an Erev. And only there do we say that bittul is an alternative for the Erev. And also he holds that a churva won't have bittul because it's not an area of primary use. So the point is really one. Chachamim only allow bittul out of necessity, absolute necessity. Amar Abaye. Now we're going to analyze Shmuel again. Amar Abaye. Hadamar Shmuel ein bittul reshus mechatzah lechatzar. This is that Shmuel tells us that bittul cannot be applied from one chatzar over to the other chatz. Lo yamorn ele b'shtei chatzeros u'pesach echad b'neim. That's only said, we had this gemara earlier, that's only said when it's a chatzar on either side of a wall, with a pesach going from one to the other. So there's no oyster in here, because there's two separate distinct entities. All you have is ma'arv, and they have the option to join together, but there's no oyster in. If there's no real necessity, a bittul can't be applied. Avol beis chatzeros, zulifne mezu. But if you have a configuration of two chatzeres, one within the other, in which case the interior one is using the exterior chatzer as a walk-through, due to the fact that they are oiser, then Bittul can be applied if for some reason the Erev wasn't done. So far, so good. This is consistent with what we learned up until this point, because we were following Shittas Abaye in the way he explains, interprets Shmuel. Now we have a new aspect to Shmuel, which is Rav Shit, who's going to say that, no, even in this case, Shmuel will not allow Bittul, because it's from one chatzah to the other. Bittul is only something which can be done to your fellow chatzah members. But to a different chatzah, it doesn't work. Except for one situation, a very unique case, which we're going to see a bit later. Rav Amar Afilu Shtei Chatzeres Sulifnei Mizu. Even in that case, we have one within the other. Pa'amim Mevatlin. Sometimes Bittul works. Pa'amim Ei Mevatlin. Sometimes not. Ketzad. How is that to be? As follows. The Gemara will give us four scenarios. In three cases, Bittul won't work. In the fourth, it will. So we have two Chatzeres. Now, Rashi explains this a couple of times, that the joining of the Chatzeres through an Erev would take place as follows. They would collect some food. One Chatzer will collect its own Erev. They would take that Erev material and bring it over to the other Chatzer. This will link them to the other Chatzer and join them together. So we have two Chatzeres. Sometimes they can put the Erev material in this Chatzer and sometimes in the other Chatzer. It's up to them how they want to set it up. In either case, what happens is the same thing. You have the same result. The Chatzeres have now joined together. Says the Gemara, Ketzad, how do we find some cases where Bittul works, some cases not? Nosnei Ruvim Bechitzayin. We have two Chatzeres, one within the other. The Pnimi is going to be walking through the Chitzayin. So they need to make an Erev. Where do they place the Erev material? Bechitzayin. In the outer Erev. So the Bnei Pnimi has collected some food, which is their Erev, and then place that Erev material outside in the Chitzayin, and then join them together. But somebody forgot to make an Erev. V'shachach echot be'min ha'pnimis u'be'min ha'chitzayin v'le'irev. Somebody, one of the members of either the pnimi or the chitzaynis, forgot to make an Erev. Shtein asuris. In this case, there's no bittul option. They're both going to be asur. Bittul doesn't work, as we're going to explain soon. So we have two cases. Right? In both cases, they put the Erev in the chitzayinah. We have one case where the Ben HaPnimis forgot to make an Erev, or the Ben HaChitzayin forgot to make an Erev. In both cases, Bittul is not an option. Nosnei Ruvim B'Pnimis. However, if they place the Erev material inside, in the Chatzer HaPnimis, on behalf of both Chatzeres. So they place the Erev inside, and what happened? V'shochach echad min HaPnimis v'la'irev. And one of the Bnei Pnimis, one of the members of the interior chatzah, forgot to participate in the Erev, Shtein Asuris. In this case as well, everybody's Asur, and the Erev is invalid. Bittul won't work. However, in this last and final case, where Shochach Echad Min HaChitzayinah V'Le'irev, one of the Bnei Chitzayinah forgot to participate, Pnimis Materis V'Chitzayin Asur. And the Pnimis, who are hosting the Erev material, they'll be mutter to carry within their chatzah, the Chitzayin Asur, but the Bnei Chitzayin will remain Asur. And in this case, Bittul will work. Since one of the Bnei Chitzayin forgot to be Meshtatav in the Erev, they'll make Bittul to Bnei Pnimis. They won't come in, they won't interfere with them, and they can go ahead and carry within their Chatzar and ignore the Chitzayin. The Gemara will explain why this case is unique and different than the others. Now the Gemara will go back and explain all the cases. So let's go back. Nos Neiruvim B'Chitzayin. Let's say they place the Erev material in the Chatzah Chitzayin, the Shachach Echad, and somebody forgot to participate. Bein Mena Pnimis, Bein Mena Chitzayin, whether he's a member of the Pnimis or of the Chitzayin, Bela Irev, Shtein Asurais, they're both us. Both Chatzeres are now us. Why? Bittul won't work. Explains the Gemara why. Hai Bar Pnimis, L'man Nevatel. Let's take the case where the member of the Chatzah Pnimis neglected to participate. So he's going to want to make Bittul. To who should he make Bittul? Levatel b'nei Pnimis? Should he be mevatel to the fellow Pnimi members, his fellow neighbors? He can't do that. Lesa liruvayu gabayu. They don't have the Erev. They're not the host of the Erev. He needs to be mevatel also to the Bnei Chitzon. They're the host of the Erev. The Erev is there. So what good is it for him to be mavatal just to the members of the Pnimi? They're not the host of the Erev. Says him, okay, levatal of Bnei Chitzon. Let him do bittel additionally to the Bnei Chitzon as well. Let him mavatal to everybody, to his fellow Chatzar members. I apologize for not taking place in the Erev, not taking part in the Erev. Let me mavatal to my Yerushas. And also approach the Bnei Chitzon and do the same. Well, that won't work. Ein bittel reshus mechatzar lechatzar. Bittel will never work from one chatzar to the other. Since he resides here, he cannot be mevatel his reshus to the Bnei Chatzar Chitzon. So that's out. Now let's say the person who forgot to participate in the Erev was not a Ben Pnimis, rather he was a member of the Chatzar Chitzon. Bittel won't work. Why? So the Gemara will explore. Hai bar Chitzon l'man mevatel. Who should he be mevatel to? We'll have the same equation. Levatel Bnei Chitzonah. Should he be mevatel to his fellow members? Chitzonah members? That's not enough. Ika Pnimis de Asra Alayu. Let's remember the Bnei Chatzar Pnimis are walking through, are using this as a walkthrough. So they're also here. They're also using the Chatzar. So by him being mevatel just to the Bnei Chitzonah, that won't help anything. Levatel Bnei Pnimis? Should he be mevatel to Shus also to the Bnei Pnimis? Who are joint users in this area? Ein bittel reshus mechatzar lechatzar. You can't be mevatel from one chatzar to the other. So he, being a ben chitzon, cannot be mevatel to bnei pnimis. So that's why, in both these cases, bittel won't work. Again, we're speaking where they place the erev in the chatzar chitzonah. So if the ben pnimis forgot, he can't do bittel, because for him to just do bittel to the bnei pnimis, that's not sufficient, because they can't separate themselves from Bnei Chitzon and carry. They don't have the air of you. So we'll go ahead and also be mevatel Bnei Chitzon. Can't do bittel from one chatzar to the other. If the Ben Chitzon forgot, have the same problem. If he's only going to be mevatel his fellow chatzar members, what about the other people that are walking through? They're also joint users of this area. They're also part of the equation. Okay, so be mevatel to them as well, to Bnei Pnimis. They can't, because they belong inside, he's outside. You can be mevatel from one chatzar to the other. Continues the Gemara. Okay, what about the case where nasnu eruvim v'pnimis? They place their erev material on behalf of both chatzeres in the interior chatzar. V'shachach echad min ha'pnimis v'le'irev. And one of the pnimi members did not participate in the erev, shtein asuris. In this case, everybody's us. Why? Because bittel is not an option. Why? Hai bar pnimis l'man nevatel. Who should this person be mevatel to? Levatel bnei pnimis. Should he be mevatel to the fellow pnimi members? Ika chitzoina de asra alayu. Even if he's mevatel to his fellow chatzar members, let's remember, the erev material really represents all the members of both chatzeres. Meaning that the Bnei Chatzar Chitzoina really have access to the Chatzar Pnimi as well, because their Erev is there. That's their Makam Dira. So he has to reckon with them as well. So if he just ignores them and he does bittel to his fellow members, Ika Chitzoina the Asra Layu. The members of the Chatzar Chitzoina create Isra here, because they're coming in here and they don't have his bittel. So if his bittel doesn't apply to them, he hasn't really accomplished anything. So what are you going to say? Levatel Bnei Chitzoina. Let him add bittel also to the Bnei Chitzoina. He'll be mevatel to the pnimi and to the chitzonah. You can't do that. Ein bittel reshus mechatzar lechatzar. You cannot do bittel cross chatzar bittel. So this option is out. We have one more option left. Shachach echad min chitzonah v'le'irev. So back to the case where the air of material on behalf of both chatzers was placed where? In the chatzar pnimis. And who forgot? Echad min chitzonah. One of the members of the exterior chatzah forgot to take place in the, to take part in the Erev. Shochechad min achitzoyne v'le'irev. In this case, we have a solution. Vadai pnimis mutaris. The chatzah pnimis can carry throughout its chatzah. Why? The achdadosha or mishtamsha. They just close the door. They lock out the bnei chitzoyne. Don't come in here. You want to come in here because your Erev is here? Well, you should have properly participated in the Erev. You didn't properly participate. One of you fellows didn't contribute to the Erev. So please don't come in here. You're ruining it for all of us. You don't really belong here. It's not really your access route, where the interior chatzah. You're not really meant to walk through here. It's only the Erev, which we establish on behalf of all of us, which is bringing you in here, making this your makom dir. But now that you haven't really properly participated, stay out. Don't ruin things for us. So in this case, bittul will work. The bnei chatzar chatzanik mevatel their access to the chatzar pnimi. It's different than when a person really has usage rights in an area and he's giving it up to a member of a different chatzar. In that case, you can't do bittul from chatzar to chatzar. This case is different because they don't really belong here. It's only their erev that's bringing them in here. Right? We have a chatzar chitzayna and a chatzar pnimi. Who walks through who? The pnimi walks through the chitzayna. Not in the reverse. It's only because their joint erev was placed in the pnimi that the chitzayna is attracted to the pnimi. They have rights here. It's as though they live in there. But in the case where they didn't properly participate, they're just ruining things for the pnimi. So the pnimi has a right to say, look, be mevatel your access rights to us. Stay out of the area. Let us close the door and mind our own business. The chitzayna sura, and the chitzayna is certainly not allowed to carry throughout the chazak. They don't have an erev. They've been locked out of the erev. So this is just one example where bittul will work mechatzah lechatzah. And this is Rav Ashita, only in this case, which is a different type of bittul. The bnei chatzar chitzayna can be mevatel their access right to the chatzar pnimi, and the chatzar pnimi can just lock themselves in, use their erev without interference for the bnei chatzar chitzayna. So this is in contrast to Rabbi holds that even according to Shmuel, you can do bittul mechatzah lechatzar in the case of a chatzar chitzayna or a chatzar pnimis, in which case the pnimis walks through the chitzayna, since they make things aser for them due to their walk-through rights. There's oisrin, there's ma'arvin, both elements are present. Bittul can take place. Rabbi says no. Bittul can never take place from one chatzar to the other when you have real usage rights. But if it's just the erev that's bringing you in here, that's giving you the usage rights, the erev is attracting you to the chatzar, and you didn't probably participate in the erev, and you can just give up your erev rights, do that bittul to the al-chatzar, stay out of the picture, and allow the pnimi to use their own chatzar. So he challenged Rava. We said that the erev was sitting in the chatzar pnimis, and one of the bnei chatzar pnimis forgot to mishtatis in the erev. Rava says, bittul won't work. So Rav Huna Rav Yeshua challenged Rav. V'chishachach echav na pnimis la'irev. Even in the case where one of the pnimi members didn't participate. Amai shtein asuris. Why are they both asa? Why both chatzeris asa? Let's apply bittul. Why? Liv til hai bar pnimis levnei pnimis. Let this fellow, this pnimi fellow, who forgot to be mishtatif in the erev, be mevatel his rishus to his fellow chatzer members, levnei pnimis. Right? You say you can't be mevatel to a different chatzer. Forget about the other chatz. Let him be mevatel to his own chatz. And you don't really need him to go ahead and do an explicit bittul to the members of the other chatz. Bittul is not like granting a gift. You're not giving something. You're relinquishing your rights. Once you give it up for your fellow chatz members, automatically everybody gets a hold of it. Even the bnei chatzon will get a hold of that right. You don't have to explicitly go give it to them. Levatel hai bei bar pnimis, the bnei pnimis. Let him do bittul to his fellow pnimi members. And the chitzayna members will now be mutter together with the pnimi members. They'll receive the effects of the bittul, even if he's not directly being mevatel to them. So what's wrong in that case? Says, well, come on, Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi responded, are you following Shitas Rabbi Elazar? The Omar in the tzorach levatel rishus l'chol echad echad. He holds that if you have a person in a chatzar forgot to take part in the erev. Bittul is in place. He doesn't need to go personally to each person of the member of the chatzar and mevatel him specifically. As long as he does bittul to one, it's assumed to be applied to everybody. That's a blessed sheet. So likewise, in our case, where the interior, the ben pnimi, is going to make bittul to his fellow chatzar members, you'd like to say, well, once you do it to them, it automatically applies to the members of the other chatzah as well, and there's no need to explicitly mevatel to the other chatzah, and therefore you want to allow this type of bittul. You're following Rabbi Elazar's sheet. Ki kamina l'rabbanan. However, I'm following sheet Rabbanan. The Amri tzorach levatel chayechad be'echad. They hold bittul needs to be personal. You need to approach every single member, every recipient of your bittul, and be mevatel tem. So likewise in this case, when the ben pnimis forgot to be mishtatav in the erev, and he'd like to make bittel, he can't be yoitzer just by approaching the members of his chatzer. He needs to go over to the other chatzer as well, and specifically, personally give them, be mevatel to them. And that he can't do, because bittel doesn't work. Okay, let's review a brief review of today's daf. We discussed the concept of bittel rishus. So, when there's no erev, and they'd like to carry, nonetheless, bittel is an option. And when is bittel an option? We have a machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, bittel can be applied anywhere, anytime. There are no restrictions. According to Shmuel, you need to conform to certain guidelines. He says two elements need to be present to allow bittel. Oishrin u'ma'arvin. Erev needs to be an option here. A situation which allows erev to take place and requires an erev. In that case, the Chachamim provided an allowance, an alternative to Erev. If he didn't make an Erev, okay, Bittel is an allowance. But otherwise, if it's just Oisrin, Ve'in Ma'arvin, or it's Ma'arvin, Ve'in Oisrin, in which case, we don't have both those elements, Bittel cannot be applied. So what are those examples? Oisrin Ve'in Ma'arvin is where a Goy surfaced on Shabbos. So he's Oisr them, but Erev is not an option here, because they can't establish an Erev on Shabbos. In this case, Shmuel maintains, being that Bittel is an alternative to Erev, so only when Erev is applicable can Bittel be applied as well, as opposed to this case where Erev is not a viable option, nor is Bittel. Where it's Ma'arvin Vein Oisrin, for instance, you have a Chatzar on either side of a wall, with a Pesach in between, so they have the option to join together with Erev, but there's no Isser, there's no requirement to make an Erev. Here as well, Shmuel maintains, Bittel is not an option. However, where it's Oyser and Uma Arvin, so we have two examples. We have two homes with a churva in between, it's a joint usage area. But it's not a prime usage area, even in this case, Shmuel will maintain, even though they're Oyser and Uma Arvin, Bittel can't be applied. Whereas if you have two chatzers, Zulifnim and Zu, you have an exterior chatzer and an interior chatzer, who are using the chitzoin as a walkthrough, in this case, both elements are present. They can be Ma'arv, and they are Oyser each other. Therefore, Abai maintains, in all situations, bittel can be applied. Rava says, no, even in this case, you cannot do bittel mechatzel chatzel. Rava gives us only one option, one scenario where bittel can take place. That's where they put the erev for both chatzers in the interior one. The erev is attracting the members of the exterior chatzer inward, and one of the exterior members forgot to be mishtatev in the erev, in which case the bnei apnimis can say, look, you're just ruining things for us. Stay out of the equation. Let's close the door. You be mevatel your usage rights to us and keep to yourself. In which case, even Rava will maintain, even according to Shmuel in this case, bittel will work.